Our first speaker is going to be Dr. Arnold Baichman, who was born in New York City and received his BA, MA, and PhD in political science from Columbia University. Now it follows a curriculum, and I do not believe in introductions to curricula. So let me tell you something about Mr. Baichman, which is my personal approach to the phenomenon called Baichman. At certain time, he published first an article and then a book called Nine Lies About America. This publishing of this text coincided with my arrival to New York City and plunging into the circuit of the New York City liberal cocktail parties. Everything there, what I've heard, I mean during those cocktail parties, was a mockery of my cherished Voltairianism. People were telling me that this is a country which suffers terrible political oppression, which has imperialistic goals, that people are not free. At the same time, I've been seeing at Berkeley throngs of unwashed young people who chanted, "We want freedom," having all possible freedom under the sun. This somehow coincided with what I saw in America as a total negation of my way of perceiving it. Here, I ran into a text which is called Nine Lies About America, and was struck by the brutal force of intellect, which suddenly challenged all those tenets of New York City of those days. Everybody who ever was in combat in the trenches or during the war knows what it means, the masculine warmth. That means that you have next to you a man who maybe is not very well tended right now. Maybe the others are not the best, but he is your man, he is with you. And you can go to the combat with a man like that. You cherish his existence, his very humanness. Well, this was the assuring presence of the New York wrestler, a Lower East Side killer, Mr. Arnold Baichman, in my life in those years. Mr. Arnold Baichman.